This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, but we always bring stuff to the table to discuss. And tonight, big news out of Alaska. Over the weekend, where their very first marijuana retail outlet has opened. So that's a kind of a big deal. Plus, we can talk about sex robots, 3D movies, and we'll start with pumpkin spice lattes. Yes, tis the season. Things are getting a little bit chillier outside, at least in the northern portions of the northern hemisphere at the moment. And so the young ladies are putting on their UGG boots. And they're hitting Starbucks for the pumpkin spiced everything.
I don't think UGGs are a thing anymore. I think that's
I've seen
out.
Them around.
Oh, really?
Yep.
They're back? Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't think they ever left.
I thought the UGGs went out of style. Pumpkin spice latte is not so much, but...
Not yet. So, pumpkin spice latte, Johnson, what is it? Why are we talking about this?
Well, according to a University of British Columbia scholar's recent study, pumpkins and pumpkin spice lattes are the epitome of sexism, racism, and white privilege.
Okay.
In the peer-reviewed academic study titled The Perilous Whiteness of Pumpkins, Lisa Jordan Powell examines and analyzes the symbolic whiteness associated with pumpkins in the contemporary United States.
And she's serious.
Okay. Powell begins by discussing the supposed symbolism pumpkins have in our society. Here we examine pumpkins' symbolic whiteness. Doing so connects underground veins of class, gender, and especially race in media and marketing of food and flavor. It suggests complicated interplay among food, leisure, labor, nostalgia, and race, and it makes visible today's version of racial and class coding of rural versus urban places. Powell then shifts her focus to a more specific aspect of pumpkin symbolism. Starbucks' most popular seasonal beverage of all time, the pumpkin spice latte. Although the PSL was celebrated as a company, as a company and cultural success in 2013, 1 year later it was firmly hitched to. Yeah, you got a little bit of technical difficulties here with my
The story. Pumpkin spice thing has become much bigger than just Starbucks. Was Starbucks the creator of pumpkin spice flavoring, or was that just something that they made big with the pumpkin spice latte? Because, I mean, certainly pumpkin pie had existed long before pumpkin spice latte, and presumably that's kind of the spice side of the pumpkin spice, because
right.
There's, you know, spices that they use in pumpkin pie. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah.
I'm not a pumpkin spice expert.
Well, she goes on to say, she says, although the PSL was celebrated as a company and cultural success in 2013, 1 year later it was firmly hitched to discussions of white female identity and consumerism as both a dismissive and racially coded slur and a rallying counterpoint, Powell writes. But why did PSLs become the symbol of basic white girlness? Why did they stick even more than Uggs, yoga pants, or scented candles? The context and composition of the PSL might be revealing. Powell explains that prior to fall of 2015, the pumpkin spice latte did not contain any real pumpkin. She says because PSLs lack nutrients from actual pumpkin, they are consumed solely for luxury, and apparently, in Powell's mind, only white people can have luxurious things.
Well, hold on. Before we get into that, just because something's called pumpkin spice doesn't suggest... I mean, I don't think that necessarily means it has pumpkin in it. It has pumpkin spice in it, meaning, like, the spices you would maybe associate with a pumpkin pie.
Right.
But I don't think there's any pumpkin in the pumpkin
spice.
Well,
there is now.
Really?
There used to be, yeah. They've added some pumpkin now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pumpkin flavor.
Okay.
And that's why it's so luxurious.
I guess. I don't know. She says, luxury items, they cost far more than plain cups of coffee. Yet, do not provide tangible extra nutrition other than that and milk. PSLs are one step further from actual pumpkins. Their fluffiness, their lack of substance, their triviality.
Wait a minute.
Regardless,
what nutrition do you get out of a cup of coffee besides a dose of caffeine?
Is that considered milk? You get the calcium.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
vitamin D, maybe, you know.
Are there vitamins in coffee? I mean, I don't know enough about
vitamin
coffee.
D would be in the milk.
No. I'm talking about the coffee. She's saying there's no more nutrients in pumpkin spice latte. There's no nutrients to begin with in a cup of coffee, right? It's just caffeine. It's a caffeine delivery system.
You get the fats from the cafestrol. I don't know, you know, like.
Is there fat in in coffee?
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's oils.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she says their fluffiness, their lack of substance, triviality, regardless of attempts to dismiss them as basic, make them ultimate luxuries and hence markers of distinction and white privilege.
Well, anything you buy at Starbucks is a luxury item.
Pretty much.
I mean, if
you could go your entire life without ever going to Starbucks,
right,
and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing
there
you really need.
You'd have more money if you didn't ever go to Starbucks. If you're a coffee drinker, you drink coffee at home, and you're going to save a bunch of money as opposed to going down to Starbucks. Not only are you going to save money, but you'll save time. You know, putting your own coffee on is the sensible, affordable thing to do. So why she's assailing the pumpkin spice latte as opposed to the entire menu of Starbucks?
When I was in high school, the only coffee shop near my high school was a Cumberland Farm. So, you know, that was it. That's all we had.
Yeah, I remember going there quite frequently. But, I mean, you could go to a Cumbie's and get a lot of things to drink that you don't need. You could get a slushy.
Sure.
You know? Is that, could you consider that a luxury item?
Of course.
Is there any nutritional value in a slushie?
None whatsoever.
Well, basically, you know, a lot of
are slushies
drinks.
Racist?
Are a lot
and
of
why
this...
just drinks? are cigarettes racist? Is Coca-Cola racist?
I think it depends on what flavor of
slushie. Am I racist? What isn't racist nowadays?
I think it depends on what flavor of slushie you get. Is it grape?
Is that racist?
I don't know.
Grape may be racist.
Would watermelon be racist?
Well, technically,
I don't know.
The definition.
I feel like I'm treading in very dangerous territory.
So we're confusing here the difference between racism and stereotypes. Okay, so watermelon is a stereotypical.
So is grape drink.
Okay, right. So these are stereotypical.
Sorry, grape drink. That's what I need to say.
I love watermelon. Not so much a fan of grape drink.
Oh, really? See, no, I hate watermelon flavoring.
Really?
Artificial
no,
watermelon.
No, I mean real
flavoring.
Watermelon. I like
real watermelon.
Oh, real
watermelon is delicious.
Right. So the difference between racism and stereotyping is a racist is someone who believes that people of a certain race are either inherently inferior or superior to people of another race. That's racism. Stereotyping is usually unfair, but it's not racism.
Apparently, she's probably much more racist. I would suggest that she's more racist for thinking that, like, oh, these black people can't afford these pumpkin spice lattes. They're a luxury item. Like, what? Like,
well, and also,
true.
It's like, it's not like Starbucks is, like, shooing out the riffraff or anything.
Right.
Like, they're going to let anybody in. And
well, unless you have a firearm.
Well, you know, okay, yeah. But what I'm saying is, they're not marketing their coffee to any specific, you know, subculture or
it's not like
class.
It's not like a Sprite. That's all specifically advertised. That's specifically advertised to African American.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing all these like urban basketball ads and like, yeah, get your Sprite. You know, like it's like crazy these new Sprite ads.
I never noticed it as a kid. Are you saying it's only
no,
recent?
No, it's been within the past like 10 years. I'd say that they've been doing that pretty hard.
Hmm.
Like, just Sprite is dead. They're definitely targeting a demographic. I mean,
now where's this whiny lady writing this article?
This is for the Daily Caller.
Daily Caller. Okay.
Yes.
So this is showing up on a major newspaper.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
So it goes on to say, and just when you think you've heard it all, Powell attempts to draw parallels between the PSL, sexism, and the female gendering of pumpkins. She claims that coffee shops were historically known to be deeply masculine spaces, but the emergence of Italian espresso bars in the 1950s led to the feminizing and whitening of drinks, spaces, and practices of coffee shops.
Now that I did not know. If it's true, I didn't know that coffee shops were a manly thing at some point in the past.
Just a Starbucks
where everyone drinks it black.
Starbucks PSLs are the product of coffee shop culture with its gendered and racial codes, declares Powell. That's pretty much it. I mean, she's just, that's it. This is the article. It's just this claim that it's white privilege to have
a pumpkin
spice. This is the most important thing to be mad about.
I mean, it's just short and sweet. I just want to hear what people, if anybody has any opinions on this.
This is about the level of dumb as the idea that Halloween costumes that are offensive should somehow be banned. This is sort of the same
cultural
category.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should you feel guilty while drinking your pumpkin spice latte, this is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Believe it or not, there's controversy over the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks, with one article author that you were just sharing with us, Johnson,
yep,
claiming that it is white privilege to even have a pumpkin spice latte. If you want to comment on that, you can join us here. Also, healthcare, it's all messed up in the United States. Sure, it would be nice to have a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. And yeah, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness rather than health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So it's Ian Cody and Johnson in the studio with you here tonight. The claim being that pumpkin spice lattes are somehow more white privilege than the other expensive drinks available at Starbucks. I mean, I don't understand the argument. First of all, I don't know what this, you know, white privilege, Starbucks, the whole thing, it seems ridiculous to me. Do we have to keep dividing people by their skin color? Isn't it true that the privileged people are usually the ones that, oh, I don't know, have a bunch of money to spend? I mean, there can be
That's all it really comes down to.
Right. There can be rich white people, rich black people, you know, and you're not going to generally see... I mean, I guess Starbucks probably has its share of poor customers who are so hopelessly addicted to caffeine and love the Starbucks product that they're willing to go, you know, impoverish themselves even further for it. But it would seem that Starbucks is probably attracting a middle class to wealthier clientele. I'm just guessing at that. I don't spend a lot of time in Starbucks, but when I have gone into Starbucks, it does seem as though you've got more kind of business people or housewives who are sitting in there.
Us common folk use Dunkin' Donuts.
Is it cheaper?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
But and the fancy coffees, are they also cheaper at Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't buy any of that crap. Right. I wouldn't know. Don't care.
Because that's why you go to Starbucks, right? It's for the fancier coffees. Because you can get coffee anywhere.
There's some fancy, semi-fancy things at Dunkin' Donuts, and it's like, you know, it's still cheaper.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm not a coffee drinker.
I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, I find this whole concept of privilege to be ridiculous. It's collectivism on its face, and you know, it's garbage. And people should, you know, obviously should judge people by individuality, but I find that the people who are engaging in this privilege, it's just a concealed way of themselves being, you know, racist or classist or whatever they want to be, but they're just trying to collectivize groups of people.
Well, it can be true that collectivization against a group can hurt somebody and also benefit somebody.
Right.
So, for instance, I mean, it's hard to find black people who will tell you that they've never had a problem with the police,
right?
LeVar Burton, I believe, from Star Trek, he talked about how he's got it down to a system. When he gets pulled over, he always puts his hands on the steering wheel at the 10 and 2 o'clock position, mm-hmm, so the officer can see his hands.
I'll do the same thing.
It's a sensible thing to do, but the fact is, he's in greater danger because he's black, and that's because of collectivism.
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll put my one hand on the 12 o'clock position, mm-hmm, and one hand out the window.
Sure, that works too. As long as they can see both of your hands, they're going to be more likely to be at ease, less likely to shoot you in the face because they're feeling trigger happy or nervous or whatever. And there's no doubt that black people tend to have a very different experience with the police on average as compared to white people. Now, it's certainly true that poor whites are more likely to have that negative experience, but even wealthier blacks are more likely to have that experience likely than wealthier whites are. So I don't like the fact that that's the case, but that comes back to the idea of collectivism, where the police are collectivizing or thinking that all black people are alike, and that's not okay to do, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So to some extent, you could acknowledging that says that there is maybe that not a white privilege, but a black. What's the opposite of a privilege? Is there what's the antonym for that word?
Disadvantage.
But, disadvantage, right? Like, so there is a black disadvantage when it comes to interacting with police
right.
officers, and it would be silly to ignore that, right? So to say that there isn't such a thing as privilege. Well, I get what you're saying. In theory, there shouldn't be, but we know that people collectivize, and that's not fair.
Right.
But that's a reality.
So yeah.
What do you do about that?
I don't know. I mean, that's the whole thing is that I think with these people with privilege, they think that they're doing something about it by just bringing it up.
Like the author of this yeah. article here?
Clearly changing the world by telling people not to drink pumpkin spice lattes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. And there's nothing wrong with talking about things, but to bring this up as though it's going to make any kind of impact or change people's behavior, as though if people just felt guilty about going to Starbucks, that that's going to change how they treat people.
And obviously, you know, if people stop drinking these pumpkin spice lattes, it's going to stop all the police abuse against black people. That's clearly what's going to happen. I mean, that's the other thing about this privilege thing, you know, like the whole thing. I don't have anything to do with you know, supporting police brutality. Nothing whatsoever.
So, I mean, we vocally oppose it,
right.
actually.
Yeah, exactly, on a regular basis. And so to suggest that that's somehow, you know, like, oh, I've got white privilege, like, no. Like, it's not, I have nothing to do with this. So, like, to be, you know, to bring down this blame, this collectivist blame on people, like, oh, this is your privilege, you know, and you should be ashamed, or you should be obligated to do these certain things. It's, that's where it's.
Or you have to feel guilty because
right.
of the way you were born.
White guilty! Oh, sorry. Summoning.
I don't feel guilty because I was born in America, or because I was
right.
born white, or because I was born male. We all have our problems in our lives. We all have our challenges to overcome. That's not to say that there aren't people in the world who don't have worse challenges. I mean, thank goodness I wasn't born in North Korea.
Right.
That would be a much more challenging. And those people, you know.
The whole idea of this just makes me want to Ralph.
Right. I mean, what about the Asian privilege? I mean, is there an Asian privilege? If so, then are the people in North Korea, do they have that Asian privilege? Because it sure as hell doesn't seem like it's
right,
me.
Right.
I mean, so can we actually start breaking it down based on individuals and their circumstances? Because every individual circumstance is completely different.
Right.
You know, your experience in North Korea versus South Korea versus Venezuela versus the United States versus different portions of the United States versus different parts of the city that you happen to be born in.
I think assigning tributes to people based on privilege is no different than assigning tributes to people based on race. It's
sure.
It's just another form. It's collectivism, which is just another
it's
form
dangerous.
Of racism.
Absolutely.
And racism is a form of collectivism. It's probably one of the most base forms of collectivism.
So, yeah, don't feel bad about buying your fancy coffee drink, whether it's pumpkin right. spice or Renee's got one that she likes a lot, some sort of chai tea or whatever.
Grande iced chai tea latte.
Yeah.
I remember it by now.
Right. It sounds just as frou-frou to me as the pumpkin spice latte. But if you got a few extra bucks and you want to go with a luxury item, there's nothing wrong with treating yourself. If you don't have a lot of money and you've got an addiction to Starbucks, I would recommend you stop.
Yeah.
Because it's ultimately hurting your ability to save money and take care of yourself in the long run. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to become an empty gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about so-called privilege. And how it is, as Johnson's pointed out, basically collectivism, which means that it's damaging towards the individual, because people who aren't taken based on their individual merits and instead shoved into a category based on the color of their skin or their gender or whatever, it's just not fair to treat people like that. We'll get back into it here, and you and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't really gotten around to it, maybe because it's kind of an intimidating process, you're not really sure what you need to do, well, HostGator makes it easy. They've got a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which is the go-to content management system for websites. I love WordPress. I use it on almost every site except Free Talk Live site. They've got over the phone 24/7 and also live chat tech support, as well as a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So to get started at 50% off of their regular prices, just go to HostGator.com/FTL. We managed to negotiate an even better rate. Initially, when we first started talking about this, it was 30% off, and then we managed to talk them into an even better rate, 50% off for you as a Free Talk Live listener at HostGator.com/FTL. Plus, they've got a 99.99% uptime rating. This is one of the top hosting companies out there. You're dealing with professionals over at HostGator. HostGator.com/FTL for 50% off of their regular prices. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tim, in Milwaukee, listening online. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about white privilege, from my opinion at least. I don't think the concept of it is to try to shame white people. As a side note, as far as Asian privilege, there was 100,000 Asian Japanese immigrants during World War II that were stuck in these concentration camps or internment camps, I believe they're called.
In the U.S.
Yeah. I think the issue is, I guess I talk about this sometimes. I'm a cop blocker. The idea that, it was illegal, specifically illegal for black people to own property for most of their time here. And then there's, you know, kind of subtle things, whether it's obtaining credits or I get it. I'm a white guy. I've got blonde hair, blue eyes, and I get that. I believe that there is a white privilege. You know, just being a white guy, especially in my suburb of Milwaukee, gives me the privilege to drive down the road at midnight where the cops will, you know, shine a spotlight in my car. I don't know why else they would do it, but they see my face, and apparently I don't appear threatening. I think it would just be nice to acknowledge that, the 1965 Civil Rights Act didn't end the issues that black people have had for hundreds of years.
I don't think anybody has, right, on this show has not acknowledged that it's hard in a lot of places, in a lot of ways, to be a black person. And no, we cannot understand what that's truly like. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, yeah, we know exactly what that. No, we don't know what
right.
that's like.
Right.
And it's not a privilege. That's the thing. It's saying that it's a privilege is so racist. What it is, it's not a disadvantage. It's not a privilege to be able to live
right.
your life normally and free.
That's
disgusting.
Point.
To say that it's a privilege, that's my problem. That's my part of my problem with it. Because they're disadvantaged does not mean that other people are privileged.
That's true.
A privilege is generally
something that you ask for and are granted, a special favor, a special dispensation. Here, you're just talking about you're left alone, which is, you're lucky in that case because there's plenty of cops who will pick on poor white people as well.
Like, oh, police aren't murdering me. I'm so privileged. Like, that shouldn't be a privilege.
Look, go ahead, get a beat-up car, get a beat-up junker car, grow your hair out long, and look like a white hippie, poor white hippie, and you'll get pulled over by the police, too.
Right.
That's a very good point. I think that black people are more oppressed than white people. Whether we call it privileged or whatever, I think that they are more oppressed in general than white people.
Absolutely. Let's acknowledge that is true. But that doesn't mean that someone should feel guilty because they're going to, Starbucks and having a luxury item.
I agree. Very good.
Hey, thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
That's good. I mean, you brought up another point, that got me to get that point out there that it's not really privilege in most of these cases.
I'm glad you did that because I was thinking that. I hadn't said it either.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not, and it's kind of gross for these people to talk about. Not only do I feel like these people who do this, are they, in a way, they're being racist, they're being collectivist, but they're also just not even close to accurate.
Yep, that's true. It's all about the emotions that it elicits in people. And what it is that they're trying to accomplish, I'm also not really sure with all this. I mean,
social justice.
Yeah, let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line via Skype, and he's a black man, I believe, in Georgia, right, Hung?
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome to the show. You're on.
Mark, I talked to Mark long ago, last week sometime. Anyway, I call in these things because I'm triggered. I'm triggered, and I can't help it. Johnson, you know what's gross, Johnson? You know what's gross to me? Let me tell you what's gross to me. A white dude sitting in New Hampshire in a recording studio having that he has any inkling what it is like to be black at all. You may not call it a privilege, but some of us call it a privilege to be white. Some of us know what it was like not to be privileged.
But it's not up. Do you understand that it's not a privilege? And it shouldn't be a privilege?
You're just sitting there. It's not a privilege to you because you're sitting there inside the privilege. So you don't know. You have no clue about it.
But it's not. What I'm saying is it's not privilege. You should have all the exact same things that I have. Just because you're being oppressed does not mean that I have privilege. It means that you are being oppressed. That's the problem. The problem is calling it privilege. It's not privilege.
So us walking through a department store door at the same time, me getting followed and you not, that's not a privilege?
No. Absolutely not. It should be the default state of things that you don't get followed.
It should be the default. But that's not the reality that we live in.
Yeah, but to call not getting followed a privilege... Do you see what I'm saying? You're saying that that's like such a great thing. It shouldn't be such a great thing. It just should be the default state. Calling it a privilege makes it sound like it's a good thing, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to just have normalcy.
Let's trade and see how you feel about it. You wouldn't last. Let me tell you something about most people.
I understand. No, I understand absolutely where you're coming from.
No, you have no clue.
I do.
Most people couldn't handle the racism that black people ignore on a basis on a daily basis.
I'm sure.
You couldn't handle the stuff that we ignore. I've been here 50 years today. You couldn't handle the stuff that I ignore on a daily basis. You wouldn't even know. You would probably lose your mind. You'd probably jump out the closest window. This is the thing that kills me about Free Talk Live. This is one thing that really, just makes me wonder why I support this show. Because you sit there and...
But do you understand that I'm not discounting your experience with what I'm saying?
Trying to have any kind of clue as to what it's like to be black in any way.
I don't think John's not claiming that. I specifically said, Hung, before you called in, I said, I am not saying I have any idea that I know what it's like to be black. I said that here tonight. Did you hear that?
I heard you, yes.
Okay. Well, let me give you the definition of a privilege here, because we haven't actually defined it yet. So if you want, hang on, Hung, let's continue the conversation here, because it's actually defined a little differently than I would have necessarily been able to spout off from the top of my head. So there's a few different definitions. We'll get into it here in moments. And you can share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE. I don't know what it's like to be anyone else but Ian Freeman. You know, that's the only experience that I have. And am I privileged because I'm an activist? No, I'm discriminated against because of it. But then again, that's something I chose to do. It's free to a website for your blog or new business. It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, talking about the idea of privilege. And you can join us here tonight and take control of the airwaves. That's your privilege. Here on Free Talk Live, you have the privilege to bring up any topic you want to, which is something that is a benefit that would be enjoyed by not the average person, or at least something you would not enjoy on the average talk show. This show does allow that. So take advantage of it. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in as Hung Like Jesus has done. We're going to get right back into his call. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Cody.
And Johnson.
So we're talking about the idea of privilege, and what started this conversation was a very ridiculous article at the Daily Caller, I believe it was. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Caller. By some lady who was claiming that the pumpkin spice latte is the epitome of white
sexism,
privilege.
Racism, and white privilege.
And so that led to a conversation about, well, you know, what is privilege? And as you pointed out, Johnson, that the idea that someone has a detriment because of a particular part of how they were born,
where
they were born, what color of their skin, because they are treated poorly because of that, doesn't mean that the other people are necessarily privileged. It means that those people are being oppressed.
Right.
It means that in this case, black people, to go back to our conversation here with Hung Like Jesus from Georgia on the line via Skype, that black people are being oppressed. That doesn't necessarily mean that everyone else has a privilege, although let me get some of the definitions in here. Definition one, a right, immunity, or benefit enjoyed only by a person beyond the advantages of most. Number two, a special right, immunity, or exemption granted to persons in authority or office to free them from certain obligations or liabilities. Three, a grant to an individual, corporation, etc., of a special right or immunity under certain conditions. So, you know, I can see how someone could argue that anyone who's not black has a privilege, but generally I don't think fits that those people have been granted any kind of special right or immunity. I mean, there are plenty of white people who are oppressed by the police as well, just not as many of them per capita or whatever, or by group.
I also just don't like defining something that should be the default as a privilege.
So go ahead, Hung Like Jesus, you're back on.
You know, one of the, and I don't use white privilege. I think white privilege is silly because I think it goes way beyond white privilege. But one of the aspects of, if you will, white privilege is being able to sit back and look back at and call it, it's not a privilege. That's just one of the privileges of it.
It's a ridiculous statement, and it's racist of you to say that. I'm just going to call you out.
I don't know if that's racist.
It is racist.
Is that racist?
Well, you can call me whatever you want. But I'm going to tell you, being able to sit there and do that is not only steeped in racism, white supremacy. It also is also.
I'm not saying that I have any kind of supremacy. It's ridiculous.
I'm saying what the reality is. I'm not saying what's just saying.
Okay, well, you can claim that that's the reality all you want. That's ridiculous. I'm not trying to discount your circumstances. You are trying to discount mine.
You have a privilege that's ridiculous to me.
I'm sorry, you guys are both talking over one another. Say again, Hung.
Of course he thinks that's ridiculous. And I think him thinking he don't have some sort of a privilege in this country is ridiculous to me. It's just as ridiculous to me.
That's not what I'm saying. You're not understanding because you're not listening. You just want to hear what you want to hear. I'm not trying to discount what is happening to black people. I'm not trying to discount that
we're all being oppressed.
No, what I'm trying to define, and I will agree with you that there is a very huge disparity of circumstance, right? We can agree on that. There's absolutely a disparity of default circumstances and how people are treated based on race. I'm not disagreeing with you there. What I am saying is that I'm saying that calling it privilege is playing into a narrative that is negative and false and bad, because it's not a privilege. It should be a default state for everyone. Privilege is like what politicians get. Privilege is like something that...
Well, call it what you want, Johnson. Call it. Make my name ring and call it whatever you want. Because in your world, my world, two different worlds, it doesn't really matter what you call it. The reality is, we are treated differently.
I don't disagree with that.
Pick another P word. whatever.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, because we essentially have boiled this down to a disagreement over, you know, how privilege is defined, not right. necessarily a disagreement over the circumstances. But ultimately, what is the solution? I mean, you know, racism isn't going to disappear overnight, unfortunately.
Solution?
Yeah.
You know, it has gotten worse. It has gotten worse over the last year.
Is that your personal experience?
You don't think so?
No, I'm asking you.
Is that my person? Yeah. Well, you know, I don't socialize a lot, and I don't get in those type of situations. And my neighborhood is really diverse, so it's not my experience.
Okay.
Of what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Then how do you make the determination that it's gotten worse?
Well, you know, how do I make that determination? Well,
because you got to be careful.
Credible. It's
because...
not going to sound credible.
Okay.
But, you know, I just keep my finger on the pulse of these things through a lot of different means. A lot of them not personal. A lot of them are going to be cyber. But, you know, yeah, I keep my finger on these pulse. And it's just...
So you're hearing things? You're hearing, you've seen more posts on social media from black
friends?
I mean,
you can go to any comment. Article that has a comment section. And it's about, any article about race and has a comment section?
No.
Racism has, there's been a lot more race. I've seen a lot more racism online. Like, the white power, because of Trump, white power people are like, they feel like they can just say whatever they want online now.
You can't, look, comment sections have always been the dustbin.
It's always been
garbage.
It's a lot worse now than it's ever been, and I've always been a part of it.
Hmm. I don't know.
I think he's right on that.
I wouldn't judge anything by comments on YouTube or anywhere on the internet.
That would make sense. Yeah. But the thing about those comments, those people that say those things, that feel that way, those are the people that we work with every day. The people we walk next to every day. These people that we eat with every day, they feel this way, but they wouldn't dare say it.
I see what you're saying.
You.
All right, well, they're not really saying it to you. They're posting it on a comment, right? Like, so there's a huge difference between the coward who's... There's a huge difference between the coward who hides behind their computer screen and someone who will actually hurl out some sort of epithet in the streets at you, right?
I mean, I'm thinking that line is starting to get really, really thin now.
Yeah. And here's the thing that you know, if you have all these hidden racists around you, right, that are gonna hide their true feelings from you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that represents a danger, because you know, just because somebody's, you know, somebody's going to be emboldened online, you know, they'll make comments online. But what if there's a group of racists that suddenly they now feel comfortable that they're in the minority, that they can take action or do something? You know, like, that's where it gets really, you know.
Or just feel emboldened because it's so popular now.
Right.
Trump has emboldened a lot of people to, you know, do things they wouldn't normally do because they feel they have a lot of backup.
Very good. Hung, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Of course, you know, the opposite has been true as well. Wasn't there a homeless lady who was attacked in Los Angeles recently? I think it was
for defending Trump.
For defending
star.
Trump, yeah. Where she was beaten, and she was black.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, it's the political system that is justifying violence against people. It's the political, the constant fight over the power, over the ring of power that is really pitting people against one another. And, yes, Trump appears to be, like, he might
driving
be a racist.
An atheist in a lot of places.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, what we're talking about here is not necessarily maybe that Trump is legitimizing racism, but that people are so angry about this political battle that they're getting violent with one another. And maybe the Trump supporters are more likely to be violent. Maybe they're more likely to be racist. Okay, that could all be true. I don't know. I haven't polled them.
It's my contention that, you know, like I said, that I find that racism is a base form of collectivism. I think that collectivism legitimizes hatred.
Sure.
You know, just in general, you know, there's all different
to judge an individual based on, you know, experiences you've had with other people of the same skin color is ridiculous and shouldn't be done. But, you know, we come back to the question of all of these things. You know, a lot of the stuff we're talking about is true, that it is very hard, very difficult to be a black person because there are a lot of things that are lined up against them because of maybe age-old racism that has been passed down from generation to generation or old racist laws that are still affecting black people today and preventing them, and also poor whites and Hispanics and others. Generally, it's poor people who are probably the most discriminated against as a class. But, you know, it's tough. And so how do you make the change to where we want to be? And it's just you have to start within. You have to start with the individual, and you have to create communities, I think, intentionally, where people who understand that individuals should be judged based individually mm-hmm. should come together. And we're doing that here in New Hampshire. We could use more diversity in New Hampshire, so please feel free, if you're a liberty-minded person, whatever the color of your skin, come on up here and get involved in this, because it's that intentional creation of community that will result in a more fair life for everybody, I think. Whereas everybody just randomly thrown together, you're going to find people who hate each other, and I don't think that will lead to good things. So I think we've got a good thing going on here. We'll talk more about it. You can join us as well. It's Free Talk
Live. You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.